Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you on this holiday Saturday from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios in cooperation with Powell Broadcasting. The studio is located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce at 101 Pier Street in the heart of downtown Sioux City. My guest today is someone who really needs very little introduction, someone who has had a monumental year as an executive in our tri-state community. I'm speaking of Tori Wingert, who is the president and CEO of Baumgars, located right here in Sioux City. Tori, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris, for having me. It's like you said, it's been a monumental year for our company, and we're excited to finish up this holiday season and get on to 23. We've got a lot of stuff going on, obviously, with our recent news here this fall, but super, super blessed to be doing business in Siouxland and thankful for the people that come out and visit our stores every day.
So, Tori, we appreciate you having or taking the time to join us in studio. We know that you have an extremely demanding schedule. We look forward to the next half an hour and getting to know you a little bit better. We're going to talk about your background, your role and responsibility with Baumgars. We're going to, of course, talk about the monumental acquisition that you completed just about a month or a month and a half ago. We're also going to talk about what Baumgars means to the Siouxland community and what an opportunity you provide for holiday shopping in this tremendously important retail holiday season. But Tori, before we get to all that, every Saturday morning we begin by thanking our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. For our listening audience, Mr. Bogenreef will join us for a one-hour extended special. The last program of the year will be Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. That is the same day as the Hawkeyes play in their bowl game. So it'll be a compressed morning, but an hour-long special edition of Grow Siouxland. And as we look forward to that, we visit today with Tori Wingert, the president and CEO of Baumgars. And Tori, let's begin with your background. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in a small town in north central Iowa. The name of my hometown is actually Wesley, Iowa. Not too many people have heard of that. It's 440 people strong. But again, being a small farming community, we went to school in Algona, Iowa. My family and siblings all went to school there. We went to Bishop Garrigan High School. And so from that area, my folks still live back that way. My brother farms in that area. And so lots of relatives and family members still over in that Wesley, Algona, Iowa area. Just again, about 2.5 hours east of Sioux City.
What a great place to call home, Northwest Iowa. Did you grow up on a farm?
We grew up in town, again, small, small town, but both of my grandparents farmed early on. My folks both lived on family farms. Both had sold the farms, I think probably maybe in the, oh, I don't know, 60s or 70s, and both moved into towns, and my parents met, in that town and got married, and we grew up there. But big, big farming community. My father, when he was working, worked at the Farmers Cooperative in Wesley. And so, again, got a lot of background there with the elevator and how that worked. My mother was the city clerk of Wesley, Iowa for, I think she started in 73 and just retired probably in the last 3 or 4 years. So she was there close to 40 years. And again, they knew everybody in town. And, you know, we all grew up big, big holiday celebrations, 4th of July, different things in that community, and real just a great place to grow up and learned a lot of values. And then, again, going to school in Algona, another small town, 5,000 people, but great community that we really enjoyed growing up in, and even going back to visit and taking my kids there over the last, 20 years or so, going back to see grandpa and grandma and stuff like that.
Tori, speaking of your kids, tell us a little bit about your family.
So, my wife, Brandy, we've been married, it'll be 25 years next year, and I think June of 24, we'll be married 25 years. Brandy's a local here, grew up in South Sioux City, played on actually the first South Sioux City state championship basketball team back in 1995 with Kelly Flynn, and so a lot of history there. Her folks were from South Sioux and now live in Dakota Dunes. We've got four children. Again, very active kids. We chase them around nonstop. My daughter Peyton is 22. She's playing her fifth year, her grad year basketball at Briarcliff. She played 4 years at Midland University in Fremont and graduated from there with a business degree and decided to play her grad year at Briarcliff and is getting her master's. And of course, that's where my wife and I both graduated. So kind of cool to see her kind of come back and play basketball in college. My wife and I both played college basketball at Briarcliff. So when I left Algona, that's how I got out to Sioux City. Played on a basketball scholarship for Ray Nacky at Briarcliff from 93 to 97. Met my wife at Briarcliff. She was playing basketball at the time after leaving South Sioux City. So kind of cool to have my daughter back there. My son, Camden, is 20, will be 21 shortly. He is a junior also playing basketball at Briarcliff. He's on the men's team. Both those kids graduated from Dakota Valley here in Siouxland. And again, just happy to see them at Briarcliff. Camden's an accounting major, like his dad was at Briarcliff, so that's kind of cool too. And then I've got two boys in high school. Jackson is a junior at Dakota Valley. Jackson is the starting center on their high school basketball team. And for those that follow Siouxland basketball, Dakota Valley was the state champion last year in Class A in South Dakota. Jackson was a starter on that team. They went 26-0. And are ranked number one currently in the state of South Dakota this year. So that's fun to follow that and get into that every high school season. And, of course, our schedules are busy. We were actually in Hastings this week watching my college kids play and got back late the other night. And we our game tonight, Saturday night, is at the Tyson. Dakota Valley plays Minneapolis North at the Tyson Event Center. So that'll be a cool matchup and give us some good competition there. My other son, Maddox, he's a freshman at Dakota Valley, also a basketball player. Unfortunately, Maddox is going to have surgery on his foot here at the end of this month. He had an issue with a bone or something, and so he's going to miss the season, but he'll be a part of the team and participating through some other things. And so we're just excited to get that fixed for him, and so he'll be back out there next year. So again, basketball family, you know, kind of at our core, but we love it. And you know, with my busy schedule, my wife's busy schedule, I didn't mention Brandy is the owner of Storytime Childcare and Preschool here in Sioux City and North Sioux City. She runs the North Sioux City Daycare Center. But we make it a point to get to all of our kids' events and things and move our personal business schedules around so we can attend all these functions because, again, they're only going to be doing this a number of years. They're not going to play professionally or in the NBA, so we go to everything we can and just enjoy the heck out of it.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest today is the president and CEO of Baumgars, Mr. Tory Wingert. Tory and his wife Brandy of a quarter century have four children right here in the Siouxland Tri-State Metro. And Tory, I did not know, I mean, usually I kind of pick on our guests and say, tell us about what you're involved with in high school. And clearly you were a basketball standout.
Yep. Yeah, we Bishop Garrigan was a good high school program. We had a great program. We went to the first ever state tournament back in 1993. We were actually going to have a 30-year reunion a couple weeks ago, but weather canceled that reunion over in Algona. But again, yeah, basketball family. You know, small town, small school, so a lot of relatives and cousins in that high school. So I think my junior year, there were three Wingerts starting on the basketball team, my brother and my cousin. We were all on the sports teams back there at Garrigan, and just, again, fun deal. Different nowadays than what it was back then. You know, we didn't have access to all these gyms and arena sports academies and United, and so we played in the driveway or at the park, and when it was supper time, you know, we knew we had to be home before dark or whatever, but it was just kind of a different deal back then. But yeah, I grew up and playing a lot of sports. Basketball was my passion and got to Sioux City that way and had a great 4 years at Briarcliff playing under, of course, the legendary Ray Nacky. And that was a great 4 years for me. Got to meet a lot of people. Probably how I got my first job out of college. I was an accounting major, got my CPA, went to work for David Schmidt at King Reinsch Prosser and Company. David was a big Briarcliff fan back then, and I got an internship with the firm and was hired out of college and spent 5 years at KRP as an accounting start out as a staff accountant, supervisor, manager level, was continuing to grow there and got an opportunity as Baumgars was starting to grow back in 2002. And that's kind of how I found my way to Baumgars. They were a client of KRP's and starting to grow. They had 18 stores when I started. And obviously, as we'll get into, we're at 180 now, so 10 times what we had back in 02.
What a great growth trajectory. And that was compounded exponentially this fall. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is the president and CEO of Baumgars, Mr. Tory Wingert. And we're going to visit with Tory in the second half of the program extensively about Baumgars as a business, and more specifically, the massive acquisition that Tory and the Baumgars family were responsible for initiating and completing earlier this year. My name is Chris McGowan. I'm with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We'll be right back with more on Grow Siouxland after this message.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday with us. Hey, folks, we're running out of shopping days between now and Christmas. And I can tell you that when I was growing up, there was an old saying about Baumgars, and that was, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And today, I think their slogan is a little more refined than what I grew up with, but there's a lot of truth to that. And you can complete a great deal of your holiday shopping at the Baumgars stores located throughout the Siouxland Tri-State Metro. And our guest today, of course, their president and CEO, Tory Wingert. And Tory, so pleased that you're able to spend a little bit of your busy schedule with us as a father and a husband, and kids active in basketball. Big game tonight for your sons at the Tyson Event Center. We wish Dakota Valley the very best against Minneapolis North. But in the second half of the program, I promised our listeners that we'd talk specifically about Baumgars and very specifically about the huge announcement that you had earlier this fall. Before we get there, tell us about your career path at Baumgars after leaving King Reinsch Prosser as a CPA.
Sure. Yeah. So like I mentioned, back in 2002, Baumgars was just starting to do a little bit more growth. For a lot of years, really slow growth, maybe a store every few years. But I think in 01, 02, the company had decided, and the Baumgars family, Roger and Jane, of course, at that time were sole owners of the company, and any other, family members were kind of out of the day-to-day operation. So Roger and Jane decided, we're going to add some stores, and management at the time was pretty strong. And so we were looking at some opportunities. And at that time, the old Country General stores that were owned by ConAgra at one time had just went through a bankruptcy in late 2001. And so there was hundreds of farm and ranch stores available through bankruptcy. And so Baumgars had decided, we need to grow. And so there were some opportunities in communities like Onawa, Iowa, Carroll, Denison, Harlan in Iowa, and also over in like Hardington, O'Neill, Nebraska, Schuyler, Neely, some communities like that, small farming communities that had lost their farm store. And the Baumgars family decided, these are close enough to Sioux City where we're gonna grow and add these. So basically overnight, the family went and the company went from 18 stores to 32. And I was coming in on that, and they needed again some management to help facilitate that growth. And with my experience with the company and as a CPA, they brought me in as the vice president and chief financial officer in 2002. And so I came on board, helped facilitate that growth through the early 2002. And this kind of from there, it just kind of each year we were adding stores. We did some acquisitions in 2005, 2008, 2010 to really get our store numbers up to about 60 by 2011, I believe. And then again, just through other opportunities, companies like Shopko stores, Alco stores that, again, had went bankrupt through mismanagement or whatever in 2015, 2017. We were able to add a lot of communities in new areas like southern Kansas, western Nebraska, Wyoming, where we have presence today. We also were, as Kmart went down, we were able to buy bigger locations. And so now we operate a lot of big boxes in communities like Carroll and Yankton and Spearfish, South Dakota, and old Kmart stores. So a lot of growth by opportunity, and that's kind of what we've done over the last, really the last 20 years.
So you grew from 18 to 32 to 108.
Yep.
And then you had an opportunity this fall that you had to keep very quiet, under the radar, and diligently, I'm going to guess you have 12 to 18 months invested in that project.
Yep, easy. So in February of 2021, Tractor Supply, which is the largest and only publicly traded farm and ranch company in the United States, they have over 2,000 stores, I think doing maybe 12 or 13 billion at the time, had purchased or signed an agreement to purchase Orscheln Farm and Home. Orscheln is based out of Moberly, Missouri, longtime family-owned retailer, had 166 stores. And so Tractor Supply, you know, was growing, and again, as being publicly traded, wanted some of these locations. And, you know, we learned a lot in the process. And Tractor Supply, again, being big and publicly traded and subject to SEC requirements, et cetera, had to divest of some of these stores because of their size and everything. And so they needed to find a partner to pick up some of these stores. The Federal Trade Commission wouldn't allow them to operate multiple stores in the same community. So they needed to find a partner. And that's how Baumgars got involved. We were approached about taking on a handful of stores to start in spring of 2011. And we were interested and started negotiations with Tractor Supply, with the Federal Trade Commission. And gosh, to be honest, and you know the story, Chris, we just continued to make slow progress. The deal wasn't going to happen. It was going to happen. And it went on for about a year, and the deal almost died a few times. But in the meantime, you know, it kind of went from, we need you to take 30 stores to 48 stores to 60 stores. And it ended up, we finally agreed upon earlier this year, 73 locations, which is a lot for us. But again, a very good deal. Very, very great markets, new areas for us. Certainly an opportunity we're looking forward to. And again, can't thank the chamber and some of our state senators, Joni Ernst and Charles Grassley's office, to kind of help facilitate some of this with the Federal Trade Commission. But again, the chamber was great. And October 12th, we closed the transaction, and 73 new communities and 1,500 family members became part of the Baumgars team. And, you know, kind of the rest is history. But we have a lot of work yet to do.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today, the president and CEO of Baumgars, Mr. Tory Wingert. And Tory, the primary driver on behalf of Baumgars, along with the Baumgars family, Roger and Jane, along with their son Aaron, also critically important to this transaction. But it resulted in basically almost a doubling of the size of your organization and expanded your geographic footprint considerably as well.
Correct, yeah. So 73 new locations in 7 new states, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, new states that we're going to be doing business in. As part of the transaction, we were also able to secure a 330,000 square foot distribution center in Moberly, Missouri, where Orscheln's is headquartered, to help facilitate some of that, because we've got great staff here in Sioux City. We've got great facilities, but, you know, we are just plumb out of room, and we couldn't fit hardly 2 stores more in our distribution facility here, let alone 73. So excited to get into these communities, be a part of them, and start moving the assortment and the brand in these 73 Orscheln locations over to Baumgars starting in 2023.
Well, it's going to be an incredible 2023 that sees tremendous growth, but we can't get to 2023 without first getting through the holidays. And Baumgars has darn near everything. I will tell you, my holidays began this year with my wife telling me that the Christmas trees that sit at the end of the driveway off a gravel road on the north side of our community needed new Christmas lights. And so where did we end up? We ended up at Baumgars because you basically have everything.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard it all. You know, if you don't have, if Baumgars doesn't have it, you don't need it. Like you mentioned, you know, our tagline every day that we live by is what you need when you need it. And we really focus on providing those basics for not just farmers and ranchers, but also small business owners and acreage owners and everybody in Siouxland. If you have a hankering to do it yourself, we have everything you need. Holiday shopping has been strong. You know, this time of year, people think of us a lot for the clothing and the ice melt and snow blowers, but you know, we've got more darn DeWalt tools and stuff like that than anybody in Siouxland. Today actually is one of our biggest sale days of the year. We're offering 12% off everything in the store, no restrictions. That's clearance prices, sale prices. One of our biggest days. You know, for example, we've got gun and hunting safes on sale today for 15% in our flyer. You come in Saturday today, you get 27% off of that. It's an additional 12% off everything on sale, regular price, clearance price, everything. It's truly one of our best days of the year.
Whoa, back up the bus.
Yep.
12% off the lowest price, even for items on sale.
Sale and clearance, yep.
Well, I'll see you later today,
yep,
Tori.
There you go.
So several locations in Siouxland, but Hamilton Boulevard and Gordon Drive, the primary.
Yep, correct. Two of our good flagship stores where we're proud to serve this community. But, you know, if you're in Northwest Iowa or south of town or over by Wayne, Norfolk, we've got probably a dozen stores within 30, 40 miles of Sioux City. Lamar's and Sioux County, we're represented strongly. But, of course, Sioux City's our home and always will be. So,
well, and again, Baumgars is known not only for their diverse offerings of products from the farm and ranch and the lawn tools and the coveralls and the boots and the hats and the hardware from tools to everything that you could need to fix plumbing and lighting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a big fan. My big German Shepherd's a big fan. Your puppy treats are to die for, according to Rudy at our house. And so we appreciate everything you do. And Tori, I would be remiss if I didn't thank you for all your hard work in completing this transaction to grow your business, but also to say thank you for your significant capital investment at your Zenith Drive warehouse location 5 or 6 years ago, somewhere in the neighborhood of $17 million, and the Siouxland community greatly appreciates it.
Well, we appreciate being here and everything that Chris, you and the chamber do for us. You are a great part of our growth, and we're tickled to and blessed to do business in Siouxland.
Folks, you've been listening to Grow Siouxland. Our guest today is Tori Wingert, the president and CEO of Baumgars. Get out and spend a little of those hard-earned dollars at Baumgars today and get some of that holiday shopping wrapped up. We'll be back next Saturday with more on Grow Siouxland. Happy holidays.